Minister, under the BC Employment Standards Act, animators like these people in the room can be classified as high-tech workers. My understanding is high-tech workers can be compelled by their employer to work unpaid overtime. And I've been told by a number of animators I've been speaking with in the industry that this is something that goes on at a lot of studios around town. I can't speak about this one specifically. Do you plan to change that law at all to protect animators?
Well, we should be clear that employers are expected to pay their employees for the hours that they work in British Columbia. That is part of the Employment Standards Act. And yes, there are certain sectors where there is flexibility around the hours that are worked and when they're worked. But make no mistake about it, employers are required to pay their employees properly and for overtime work in this province. If anyone is experiencing a situation, and I can assure you it's not happening here at Atomic, but if there are circumstances where employees find themselves in those positions, they need to contact the Employment Standards Branch, and they are required to investigate every complaint that's made. So yes, we do build flexibility into some sectors, because as you can imagine, the work style, the hours, those kinds of things, there does need to be some flexibility, but there is no flexibility in terms of how employees are paid in the province.
So there's no problem in your view with the existing legislation?
What I'm saying to you is that the Employment Standards Act lays out clearly what the expectations of employers are in this province. If there's an employer that is not following that particular the requirements, then an employee has the right to complain. That complaint will be investigated. Employers need to pay for the hours that employees work in the province.
So to be clear, an animation studio that demands its workers work unpaid overtime is in violation of the law?
An employer has to pay an employee in British Columbia for the hours that they work, and that includes overtime.
So just to be clear, no contemplation of any changes. It's fine as is.
British Columbia has a very substantive employer standards process. In fact, we are one of the only jurisdictions, if not the only jurisdiction, that has incremental fines that are placed against employers. So at this point, it is in a complaint-driven system. If someone in British Columbia is being treated unfairly by their employer, they need to file a complaint and it will be investigated.
So your message to animators who feel they're essentially caught up in this system is to come forward?
Absolutely. That's why we have an Employment Standards Act in this province. That's why we have rules and regulations. And while we do recognize the unique nature of some sectors, it does not allow employers to take advantage of their employees. So we expect them to be paid appropriately. They do need to come forward to file a complaint, and all of those things would be investigated.
I don't know how close you are to the specific situation involving Nitrogen Studios. Do you have any update in terms of what's happening with their specific case?
Well, as you can imagine, as a minister, it's not my job to be involved in investigations. I'm aware that a complaint has been filed. It will follow a due process, and I think that's exactly what should happen if employees feel that they are not being treated fairly.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Anyone else?